All right, a little after six, here we go. Today's picks are brought to you by the Joseph Abboud Flagship Store. Experience exceptional quality, style, and service at its very best. By Agera Energy, the Tri-State's premier electricity and natural gas supplier. Visit agerafan.com for a hassle-free quote. By New York Community Bank, online at mynycb.com. And the John Thurah Cancer Center, part of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Hackensack Meridian Health Partnership. In this Sunday before Thanksgiving comes your way, time when things start to really heat up, week 11 in the league where they play for pay. Not a bad week of games. Not a lot of games that just jump off at you. Game number one. The Redskins in New Orleans to take on the red-hot Saints, who continue to win in a very big way. Did it last week in an impressive fashion in Buffalo with their running game, with their defense. Showing a very different Saint team than we've seen, and now they've piled up seven straight wins after opening the season at 0-2. So they tried to make it eight against Washington, which is up 1 week, down the next. Good 1 week offensively, bad the next. One thing they have been, though, is a team that has struggled defensively, and that will be the problem against the Saints. The Saints have a chance here to really put some distance between themselves and a lot of these teams. They have a chance to really stamp themselves as a major contender, and I think they'll come up big in this game at home. I think you're going to see them be tougher and tougher at home as they start to solidify their base here in this. And although Washington can score, they're banged up in a lot of spots. I mean, a lot of their people are hurt, and it's just very tough to get it done. I haven't been a big backer of the Saints during this stretch so far. This game is the first time where their line has kind of creeped up or crept up. It has. They're a 7.5-point favorite, so it's 7 and a hook, which you don't like. It's not. It's a line that you probably like less than any other 7 and a hook, because sometimes you have to win this game by at least 10. Sometimes you have to win it by 14. It depends the way the game happens to break for you. But the line is 7.5. I think Washington puts up 20. I think the Saints put up 38. Give me the Saints minus 7.5. Game number one. Game number two. The Rams and the Vikings, I kind of gave this one away before. Really a tremendous battle of 7-2s. The Vikings have overcome the loss of their quarterback, the loss of Dalvin Cook, and they haven't missed the beat in taking clear supremacy in their division. They're 7-2. In come the 7-2 Rams, who have really been completely revitalized, completely transformed from soup to nuts by their very young, impressive coach. I mean, they look the part in every way. In all three facets of the game, they look like they're ready to take a very big leap very quickly. I've seen this a couple of times, where coaches have come in and really had that kind of transformative effect. That's how big it's been this year for the Rams. This is a very good game, a very interesting game, and a game that'll be very telling, because the winner will stamp themselves as a team that really has serious aspirations this year, that is looking at not only going to the playoffs, but getting a bye. Maybe being the number one seed if things don't work out for Philly the next couple of weeks. So this is a game that gives everybody, really gives the winner a leg up. The Vikings are a 2-point favorite. I think, number one, I don't think this will be a runaway offensive game. Number two, I think it'll be a very close back and forth game. And it's one I think the Rams will pull out late. Give me the Rams on the road plus two to beat the Vikings by a field goal. So Rams plus two is game number two. And then game number three, I don't like what I've seen from the Raiders. I'm not a big picker of the Pats. A lot of people just always pick New England and just leave it at that. I'm not one of those. I don't pick New England very often, but I just don't think this is the Raiders' year. I think the Raiders can score, but I just think that the Pats will make this the kind of game where they get out quickly, and they make the Raiders chase as they keep a comfortable margin the whole way. Raiders will have their moments offensively, but the Pats will have a lot more. This has not been a good year for the Raiders. They have not played with any consistency. They have nearly not played with any consistency anywhere. And you heard Schrager say that the Raider fans are going to pack them in. That's fine. That will not in any way affect Tom Brady and his team. They can pack them in. They could draw 100,000 people. They could do whatever they want in Mexico City. The Pats will find the end zone. I mean, that's what they do. They find it early. They find it often. They're very hard to prepare for. And the Raiders, just as messed up as they are not the team you would expect to be in to put them in their place. I think this is 38-24, and the Pats win again. They're in Mexico City on a neutral field, so to speak. Pats are a 6.5-point choice. I think they win this one by 2 touchdowns. Give me the Pats minus 6.5. So 3 picks for this Week 11. The Rams plus 2. The Saints minus 7.5. And the Pats minus 6.5. The picks for Week 11. Back after this.